Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes! That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control. That you can't just wait for things to get perfect. You just go out and do stuff.
Most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true.
It's so true. I've been
that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. You have an apartment you have to pay for. You have a car you leased. You have a wife that you have to feed. You have a child you have to raise. You have your mortgage. You have your this. You have your that. And that's where it all comes from. Motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you. There's a lot of cynicism in these days about inspiration and about motivation because there's a lot of fake. You know, you can go on Instagram and you see a million of these inspirational quote pages, and they're run by people that are probably depressed. You know, you see a lot of people that are, you know, talking about how to get ahead in life, but they're not really doing anything themselves. So there's a lot of cynicism involved in that. Over time, I've learned that these people, you're not going to fix them. I used to want to fix them when I was young. I used to want to go, hey man, I see what you're doing. Like, dude, don't do that anymore. Listen, just try, just do this and stop doing that and start doing this. And if you just work towards this, you could be successful. And then a week later, the guy's doing the same. You're like, okay,
right.
I'm wasting a significant amount of my energy on someone who doesn't want to waste any of their energy on themselves. When I see a loser, I see some guy who's 43 years old, lives in his parents' basement, and he hates the world. I'm like, man, this is a baby that somebody just gave nutrients to, whether it's nutrients in the forms of food or in the form of thoughts and ideas and examples. And this kid developed these horrible, self-defeating patterns of behavior that have led them to this point where they're this middle-aged person with no future and no idea of how to get out of this rut and probably never will escape it. You know, I mean, this is the world that we live in today. The dumb that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, like especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser, like that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together. The opportunity takes place usually when you're young and you don't have any responsibility. That's when you have your options. Well, your options are severely limited the more you gather responsibilities. Like, as a 51-year-old father of three, married man, pays taxes, has a house and a mortgage and a business and all that jazz, if I had to quit everything now and struggle the way I struggled as a stand-up comedian, it would never work. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell. You're selling insurance or some other that you care zero about. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is, if you're going to try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, God, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific. It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes, because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like, some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser. And they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through bad feeling. You gotta get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going. But it's hard for a lot of people because that sting, they never get over it, the feeling of failure. And they don't have a good support system, like good friends. Like having a good community of friends is very, very important. Because like if you've been, a girl broke up with you and you feel like you're the worst. But then you go out with your friends and you have a few laughs, and next thing you know you're laughing and you're like, I'm all right. We'll be all right. And then maybe you meet a new lady. You're going to be okay. And then you learn from the last mistakes. It just, those feelings of failure are so hard. They're so hard to get over, and they overwhelm people, and some people can't get past them. Every time some new thing comes up, when you have to rise to the occasion, you have to perform, you think about the time you failed, and you f*** your head up, man. If you just look at it with a pure heart and a pure mind, you can get a lot of energy out of that. And when you're around happy, inspirational people that are successful, it makes you feel better and you get inspired. And if you act on that inspiration, your life will be more fulfilled. And it's not just inspirational in terms of financial success, but in terms of doing difficult things. There's a great feeling in these overcoming these difficult things, because life is never this just constant state of, I'm at a 9 all day, and when I'm with my wife, I hit 10. Yay, and I stay like that. That's not real. What's real is you saying that you went to this monastery and felt all this angst about meditating and being alone and not having your phone and not having the input, but then when it comes out of it, then you have this reward. So you push through this, and you had these uncomfortable feelings, and you came out of those uncomfortable feelings with this newfound appreciation for time and this newfound respect for your own existence and your own space and carving out 3 hours for yourself a day. That's where it all comes from. It all comes from life lessons, and the lessons are learned through struggle. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that think somehow or another you're going to get to some place where you're living in silk sheets and you're getting your toes done while someone's dropping grapes into your mouth. I don't want that. I've never wanted that. That guy's not going to be happy. He's going to be bored. What am I doing in this bed? I got to do something. I'm not stimulated. The human organism, the animal that we are, needs constant stimulation because it evolved trying to find food and escape enemies. And find shelter, escape nature, escape the elements, try to survive. And this is the great joy that you have in taking care of your children, that you can protect your children from the elements and the enemies and feed them. And it's also the great sadness that you see in losers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.